You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You are tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. Learn more about the program at allpoliticsislocalma.com. Allpoliticsislocalma.com. Unfortunately, this morning we're looking up at the TV and we see 50 dead, 53 injured in the worst mass shooting in United States history. A name that we're going to unfortunately be hearing a lot of in the near future. Omar Mateen is the suspect who committed this horrific crime last night, overnight in Florida.
I assume he's dead.
Yes, he is dead.
Yep.
He is dead. What a horrific thing. 50 people dead, and that's just now. I mean, earlier this morning when we came on the air, it was being reported as 20 dead. So, I mean, since we've been on the air, they're now confirming at least 50 people and 53 more injured. I mean, what are we going to do? This was a terrorist attack. I mean, it's quite obviously it happened when it did, where it did, for a reason.
I don't know. There are a lot of things that have been talked about, you know, sealing the borders more. Where'd this guy get his guns? I don't believe you can just shut off guns for everybody.
He was a licensed security guard.
There you go. Interesting background check going on there. Do we arm more citizens? Do we have more guards? I remember the first time I landed at an airport in South America. There are soldiers standing around with automatic weapons, helmets on, boots, a strong military presence at an airport. Would that make a difference if there were basically armed soldiers, pretty heavily armed? I know when I did my ride at Rolling Thunder here a couple of weeks ago, there were military police there, and these guys were in flak jackets, armed to the teeth. They were ready to go. Of course, thank God, nothing happened, but they were ready. Do we have to have a whole nation of basically heavily armed security forces?
Yeah, I mean, to what cost? I mean, to personal freedoms cost, your liberty cost. Unfortunately, now you can't go to a school that's not locked down, unfortunately. I mean, back when you and I went to school, I mean, there was no thought.
Oh, doors were open, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go to the movies now, you can't go to school, you can't go to a nightclub at 2 o'clock in the morning. What's going on? I mean, the world is supposed to get... Technology is supposed to make the world easier. Why are we so angry?
Well, it's a lot of people who are angry, there are people.
I get angry too, but I don't go around shooting people.
No, I haven't, plenty of guns. If I got angry, I guess but I don't even think about locking and loading when I get mad, Now you burglarize my house if I'm home, you got a serious problem on your hands. You're dead. So. I don't know. You've got to wonder, you've got a couple of young sons that are going to college next year or year after, I should say. I have a couple of young granddaughters, and I wonder, what's their life going to be?
No, I mean, and I also find it fascinating from a government standpoint that we've got a picture of him here now up on ABC News.
Wow, he doesn't look like he's old enough to shave.
No, unfortunately, he's getting some press out of all this, but, my point being is that I was surprised by how fast the government said, this is probably terrorism. He has leanings towards Muslim terrorism. And when you think about the shooting back in California right before the holidays last year, the government is like, oh, no, there's no terrorism here. There's
nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here when it turned out it was. So I find it fascinating how they've changed their way of getting that out. Well, it's very telling.
Well, remember the Army major at Fort Hood, I don't know how many people did he kill, and I don't think they finally tried him and found him guilty, and if not, have they executed him? No, they haven't, but they should.
No, they should. They definitely should. But, there is that saying, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it, and that brings us to my favorite part of the program.
Now here's Terry with this date in history.
Today is Sunday, June 12th, 164th day of 2016. There are 202 days left in the year. Today's birthday, banker, philanthropist, philanthropist, David Rockefeller is 101. Wow. And then one of my favorite presidents, George Herbert Walker Bush, is 92. Hmm. How many times has he jumped out of an airplane in his senior years? More than I have in my life. And, you know, for you old folks, singer Vic Damone is 88. And Gomer Pyle is 86, also really known as Jim Nabors, but for you older folks like myself.
Golly,
86 years old. How'd I get there? Sportscaster Marv Alpert is 75. And we have a bunch of other people here. I have no idea who they are.
So Marv Albert's 75?
Yeah.
Wonder if he's
still romping
around in those hotel rooms.
Probably. And in 1776, Virginia's colonial legislature adopted a Declaration of Rights. 1920, Republican National Convention meeting in Chicago nominated Warren G. Harding for president on the 10th ballot. Can you imagine 10 ballots? Wow. And Calvin Coolidge was nominated for vice president, who went on when Harding passed away suddenly. In 1924, Calvin Coolidge was nominated for a term of office in his own right at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. By the way, Calvin Coolidge was from Massachusetts.
Yes, he was.
And he was actually a very good president, conservative. In 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum was dedicated in Cooperstown, New York. 1942, Anne Frank, a German-born Jewish girl living in Amsterdam, received a diary for her 13th birthday, less than a month before she and her family went into hiding from the Nazis. 1963, civil rights leader Medgar Evers, 37, was shot and killed outside his home in Jackson, Mississippi. In 1994, Byron D. LaBeckwith was convicted of murdering Evers and sentenced to life in prison. He died in 2001. Wow, they rushed right in down. It took them 31 years to find and convict this guy. Wow, slow justice. 1965, the British government announced the Beatles would each be made an MBE, Member of the Order of the British Empire, by Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace later in the year. 1967, the Supreme Court in Loving versus Virginia struck down state laws prohibiting interracial marriages. Boy, things have changed. And in 1975, an Indian court found Prime Minister Indira Gandhi guilty of electoral corruption and barring her from holding office for 6 years. She rejected calls for her to resign. You think we're going to have anything like this in the United States, with Hillary Clinton? Hopefully they'll get it done before November. Yeah. In 1987, President Ronald Reagan, again one of my favorite presidents, during a visit to the divided German city of Berlin, publicly challenged Soviet leader Mikhail S. Gorbachev to tear down this wall. 1991, Russians went to the polls to elect Boris Yeltsin, president of the republic. 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were slashed to death outside her Los Angeles home. O.J. Simpson was later acquitted of the killings in a criminal trial, but was eventually held liable in a civil action. And then he got stupid and did a robbery, and he's in jail for the rest of his life.
Stole his own stuff.
Oh, yeah. But he still got stupid. And there you go. That's it. This day in history.
There you go. So, wow. How many years ago was the O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, 2006.
2000?
10 years.
10?
I'm sorry. 1994.
1990. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, 22 years.
Yeah, so it's been... Doesn't seem that long ago, but
I remember him driving down the highway in his Ford Explorer.
I'm surprised nobody's ever brought up Ronald Reagan wanted us to take down the Berlin Wall, but Donald Trump wants to build a wall around the country. When does that ad show up on television during the heated upcoming presidential, when we get onslaughted with all these presidential ads? When does that come?
Well, you know, interestingly, Hillary had actually proposed a fence on the border.
A
few years ago.
But her selective memory, she has forgotten that, much like she forgot about her emails. But hey, yeah. That's going to do it for another edition of All Politics is Local here on WCRN. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. We'll talk again next week.
Great day, folks.
You are the bees. I wrestle with a lion and the grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care.
You've been listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts with your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks, on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN.